Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
How do you feel if a waitress lies about being a single mom to get more tips?
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
312-946-4995. And I bring it up because there is a waitress that went viral because she kept a picture of her niece or nephew or something like that on her, you know, little waitress clipboard thing. And when people asked, she said she was a single mom because she got much better tips when that happened. And I thought about that for a second. I don't mind that she does that. I don't mind at all. And here's why. A couple reasons, I think. But one, we all know the wages for waitresses are not where they should be or where they could be. The base wages, while they even went up a little bit, is still nowhere close to the rising cost of living. And so all of their livelihood is based on their tips. And so they kind of live in a system where the customers hold the power and determine their livelihood. And then it's also kind of just emotional marketing, which we're subject to all the time. There's always a puppy trying to sell you something on a commercial, or me talking about how much I like Chipotle and the emotions that are behind it. It really is marketing in that sense. And I also don't know if the harm is very much. Like, it's a minimal harm. Like, if you can't afford to tip them more, they're probably not going to anyways. However, if they have to do what they got to do for their livelihood, I don't hate it. I'm not mad at it. But a lot of people on the internet, because it's the internet, are very mad that the waitress lies about being a single mom to invoke that kind of sympathy or empathy to get higher tips. How do you feel? 312-946-4995. 312-946-4995. Is it wrong to lie to get bigger tips?
Absolutely. I bust my ass to work to make enough living to be able to occasionally go out to eat. And if I'm paying it forward to somebody, that's one thing. But if somebody's just kind of taking advantage of the system so they have more money, I absolutely think that's wrong.
But do you think they're taking advantage of a system that is already holding them back?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, they're making tips. They know when they walk into the job. I've waitressed. I've bartended. I know when I walked into the job, I was making like $3 an hour.
Right, yeah.
And everything that I did was based on my tips, which made me a much better server because it made me a lot nicer and a lot more taking care of what needed to be taken care of.
Yeah, I think.
As opposed to.
I think for me, too, it's kind of the moral weight of the intentions. Also, because it's not really to defraud or harm anybody, but it's kind of to invoke some empathy and in order to survive, right? And so they might actually still be going through all of the same things that they are saying they are by just saying they're a single mom. It could be some financial hardship, could be emotional stress, but you don't say all of that. You're just labeling it something different. You know what I mean?
I guess I kind of understand that a little bit, yes. I still just think that
you feel wrong about the lying part, right?
I feel it's, I mean, like, I think that just brings everything down.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. All right, Amy, real quick, you think it's wrong to lie about being a single mom for to make bigger tips?
Yes. I think you're trying to justify something that is inherently wrong. And there she's taking advantage of people's good nature. And she's probably a crummy waitress, so she feels like she has to do that to get more tips.
Well, I don't know if she's a crummy waitress or not. I think that we live in a world that's really, really expensive. And so
I agree with you there, but I just think then where do you draw the line? I just think it's wrong. It's not something I would want to teach
the lying
my kids
part
to.
Feels icky to you, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Maybe it's because I was raised Catholic, so I'm the Catholic guilt that's hanging around here.
Sure. Okay, yeah. Like I said, I guess I just don't mind it because the intentions behind it, they're not really to cause harm to anybody. They're just kind of there
to cause harm, but
to survive.
It's inherently wrong. It's just deep down wrong.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Take care. Have a good day.
Thomas Rhett's going to be it out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.